The sermon title today is, Are You Listening? The God we serve is the God of all comfort. He is the God of all love. He is the God of all joy. And He is the God of all peace. He is the author and originator of comfort, of love, of joy, and peace. He has His signature on each one of these. We look first to the word comfort. And if you'll turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians in chapter 1. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we start with reading from verse 2. It actually, I've written down verse 3, but we'll start from verse 2. And it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to the words, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And how are you comforted by God? You're comforted by the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Verse 5, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same suffering which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation, and our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the suffering, so also you will partake of the consolation. A lot of words there, isn't there? In verse 3, it brings out that He is the God of all comfort. In this passage of Scripture, the word comfort is said 5 times. The word consolation is said and shared with us 4 times. Consolation not only means comfort, but also it means the one who comforts. God the Father is the God of all comfort. He not only comforts us, but also brings it to us. He delivers it to us through Christ and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. The Holy Spirit is called many names, depicting His attributes. He can be called the Helper. He can be called the Spirit of Truth. But I want you to look with me in John chapter 14 and verse 26. So we go to John 14 and verse 26. In John 14 and verse 26, it says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So in John 14, 26, in the New King James, it says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit. In the Old King James, it says it this way. It uses the word comforter. The Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name. Think about it. What the Scripture is saying, that number one, comfort originates with God. Number two, it is sent to you through the Lord Jesus. And number three, and the Holy Spirit delivers that comfort into your life. Number one, that comfort originates with God. Number two, it is sent to you through the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, number three, delivers that comfort to you. Now turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 4. I should have told you to keep your place. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. Get it right. Verse 4 says this, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to do what? To comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So let me give you an example today. Two people over the holidays give me money. And they said with this money, one was more directive. They said, I would like for this money to go to so-and-so because I feel that there's a need in their life. Somebody else gave me money and said, I just want you to give it to somebody that is in need and needs the money. So I gave the money away over the weekend. The person was so blessed that they were overwhelmed. They couldn't even talk. All they could do was hug me. And they hugged me, and they backed away, and they hugged me again. They couldn't even talk. So let me ask you, who do you praise? The person who gave it? The person led to give it? And the answer is God. The Lord saw the need through Christ. He met that need. He saw the need of comfort in their life, and He brought that need of comfort through the Lord Jesus Christ, and it was delivered by the Holy Spirit through the hands and the feet of those that are the hands and feet of Jesus. And it was delivered through the Holy Spirit. The ones who gave the money and the one who gave it were just a part of the Holy Spirit's delivery system. Yes, praise God, they were allowing the Holy Spirit to use them to bring comfort, and we thank them, but we give praise to God. How many times has that happened in our life this year? A note, a word of comfort, a friend, a church member, a family member, thinking only that it was nice to do that. Not thinking at the time to realize that they were only the messengers, but God was the one that was bringing comfort into your life. How many times have I seen Jeanette give a flower to somebody? What is she doing? She is being led by the Holy Spirit to bring comfort into that person's life, and that's why she's doing it. So who do we give the glory to? Do I give the glory to Jeanette? No, I don't. I give the glory to God because He saw the need in my life. And because He saw the need in my life, He gave somebody the directive. They become the delivery system for the Holy Spirit. You have the opportunity to be the delivery system for the Holy Spirit when you reach out to somebody, when you share love with somebody, and many times we just think we're doing something nice and not recognizing the power of the Holy Spirit that is leading you to make that decision. Why? Because God is the God of all comfort. That comfort comes from God. The reason that we can comfort one another is because we are first comforted by God. He is the God of all comfort. Messengers of comfort start recognizing the Holy Spirit's guidance in your life, and many times people do not. Receivers start praising God for the comfort He is sending your way. I know during Carol's illness that many people have brought in food or they brought a meal into us. They were the delivery system for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for them, but my praise is unto God because He is the one that is making that happen. He's the one that is making that take place. Many times messengers of comfort say things like, well, I saw a need. Or they'll say, well, I just thought it would be nice. Or I just thought it would be the right thing to do, not realizing that the Holy Spirit was using them, that they were being led by the Holy Spirit to deliver comfort because God is the God of all comfort. Receivers start recognizing the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, the author of comfort. Saw the need, and through Christ, He delivered it to you by the Holy Spirit through the hands of someone that would listen to His leading. And He needs people that turn their spiritual ears on, that they can listen and will listen and are willing to listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit to be the delivery system for God, to bring comfort into someone's life. In Luke 16:10, it says this, He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. Recognizing that God is the God of all comfort, even in the smallest, very smallest details. Turn with me to John 17 and verse 20. John 17 and verse 20. In John 17 and verse 20, it says this, It says, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, you and me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Jesus was praying for us that we would be one with him and the Father. To accomplish this, we must be led and directed by the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you cannot be one with the Father. Messengers of God, receivers of God, start recognizing the leading of the Holy Spirit in your life. Do you really think, I'm a pastor because I am so smart? I'm waiting for somebody to say amen. Not hardly, and most of you would know that. It's because that I listen to the Holy Spirit. The more you listen, the more you will hear, and the more that you will be led by the Spirit of God, the more that you listen and are in tune to the Spirit of God. Stop thinking that it's just your feelings, or that you're just your thoughts, or that you're just trying to do something nice. The God of all comfort is trying to work through you to bring comfort into other people's lives, to share the love of Jesus with them. When you pray, listen. When you read His Word, listen. When you worship God, listen. And the question is, are you listening? Turn with me to Revelation chapter 3 in verse 20. We're almost done. Revelation 3 and verse 20. In Revelation 3 and verse 20, it says this. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him, and I will dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I have overcome and sat down with my Father on his throne. He that has an ear, now listen, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And the question is, are you listening? The Holy Spirit is saying to us today, if you don't recognize me in the small things, you will never recognize me in the big things. My love for you is like a consuming fire. I have much more for you to do. You must recognize that I am He, the God of comfort, the God of joy, the God of love, and the God of peace. I am here for you. Listen to what the Spirit says to you. That's the word I've got for you today. That was the word that was given to me from the Lord this morning as I finished the message. I want to read it to you again, just because it was from the Lord. The Holy Spirit is saying to us today, everyone in this church, if you don't recognize me in the small things, you will never recognize me in the big things. My love for you is like a consuming fire. He loves you so much. I have much more for you to do. You realize that about yourself? Do you realize that about you as an individual, that God has much more for you to do? You must recognize that I am He, the God of comfort, the God of joy, the God of peace, and the God of all love. I am here for you. Listen to what the Spirit says to you today. What is the Spirit saying to you right now? And everybody in this room knows what it is. Isn't that amazing? You know, I've preached sermons before, and somebody would come up to me a week later, and they'll say, boy, the Lord was really moving through you the other day, and He spoke to me this, and He spoke to me that, and I didn't even talk about that. That wasn't even part of my message. You know what the Holy Spirit did? The Holy Spirit took what I was sharing and spoke to that individual's heart what they needed to hear that day. In your life today, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. what you need to hear, what you need to receive, if only you will listen to that still and quiet voice. He wants to lead, He wants to guide, and He wants to direct. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm telling you what the Lord is telling you right now. The Lord is speaking to your heart right now that you need to receive Him. That you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Did you get that message? Because if you do not know Jesus today and haven't committed your life to Him, I know He's speaking that into your heart right now. And if He's speaking that into your heart right now, I want you to stand up and meet me right here. Are you willing to listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church? Are you willing to listen to what the Spirit is saying to you? Too many times we ignore it. Too many times we say, well, you know, I was probably just thinking that. I was just thinking that. Before Pastor Leo was saved, every church service I went to where the presence of the Holy Spirit was, He would tell me every service, you need to receive me. You need to receive me. You need to receive me. It got to the point I couldn't tune it out anymore. I needed to receive Jesus. Are you that person today that needs to receive Jesus? Father, be with us as we go our separate ways. May your hand be upon each and every one of our lives. And Father, we pray and bless everyone with a happy new year. And Father, we live in excitement of what you're going to do in 2025. And we ask it all today. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. You are dismissed. Have a beautiful day.